It was Christmas Eve. It was late. It was snowing hard. The kitchen door was not locked. I pulled my boots off, shook the snow off my coat and hung it up. I walked through the empty kitchen and made my way to Emmeline's quarters where I knew Miss Winter would be. The curtains were still closed. At Emmeline's bedside, Miss Winter was sitting quietly. Startled by my entrance, she stared at me, an extraordinary shimmer in her eyes. "They have found bones at Angelfield." I was all eyes, all ears, waiting on tenderhooks for an admission to emerge from her. Whether it was in word or expression or gesture did not matter. She would make it, and I would read it. Except that there was something in the room trying to distract me from my scrutiny. "Oh," Miss Winter said. "Oh, what richness of vibration a single syllable can contain. Fear, despair, sorrow and resignation. Relief of a dark, unconsoling kind. And grief, deep and ancient." And then that nagging distraction in the room swelled so urgently in my mind that there was no room for anything else. Where was the slow tide of Emmeline's breath? No sound came to my ears. "No, she's..." I fell to my knees by the bed and stared.
"Yes," Miss Winter said softly. "She's gone. It was a few minutes ago."
I gazed at Emmeline's empty face. Nothing really had changed. Her scars were still angrily red, her lips had the same sideways slant, her eyes were still green. Was it true that she was gone? Absolutely, irrevocably gone. It seemed impossible that it should be so. It was the warmth in her hand that persuaded me she could hear me. It was the warmth in her hand that brought all the words into my chest, falling over each other in their impatience to fly into Emmeline's ear. "Find my sister, Emmeline. Please find her. Tell her I am waiting for her. Tell her." My throat was too narrow for all the words. They broke against each other as they rose, choking out of me. "Tell her I miss her. Tell her I'm lonely." The words launched themselves impetuously, urgently from my lips. With fervor they flew across the space between us, chasing Emmeline. "Tell her I can't wait any longer. Tell her to come." But I was too late. The divide had come down. Invisible, irrevocable, implacable. My words flew like birds into a pane of glass.
"Oh, my poor child."
I felt the touch of Miss Winter's hand on my shoulder, and while I cried over the corpses of my broken words, her hand remained there lightly. Eventually, I dried my eyes. There were only a few words left, rattling around loose without their old companions. "She was my twin," I said. "She was here, look." I pulled at the jumper tucked into my skirt, revealed my torso to the light. My scar, my half-moon, pale silver pink, a nacreous translucence, the line that divides. This is where she was. We were joined here. She needed my heart to beat for her. But I couldn't live with her. She was draining my strength. They separated us and she died. She couldn't live without me.